Welcome to the Literary Escape Podcast, the only podcast that serves both readers and authors of historical Christian romance. We read, discuss, review, and rate books in this unique romance subgenre, and sprinkle in a few contemporary Christian suspense books. Authors, we bring you inside tips and tricks from those who have gone before you. Then we bring both readers and authors together for fun-filled live Q&As. Literary Escape is the one-stop shop for both readers and authors to connect, learn, and grow together. Let's dive into this adventurous episode. All right, welcome back to another Literary Escape Book Club podcast. And this one is exciting because this is our wrap-up episode for 2025. So this is where we kind of go over all the books that we've read. We share which series was our favorite, which book was our favorite, and then we compare it to what we predicted at the beginning of 2025 in our kickoff episode. So I do have the notes here of what we said, so we will see what becomes true this time around. So let me just start by running through really quickly all the series that we read. I won't name every title because some series have quite a few books in it. So we started off with The Gulf Coast Chronicles by Beth White. And then we read Brothers of Sapphire Ranch by Misty Embeller. And then we read The Art of Love and Danger by Crystal Cottle, which there are two more books coming out in that series, but I don't believe they're out yet. So we just did the one book. Then we read the Gossamer Falls series by Lynn Blackburn, and the final book in that series is coming out next March, which I cannot wait to read that. It's Mo and Booze, right?
Okay, yeah. We need that.
We need to wrap that one up for sure.
Yeah.
Then we read the Texas Ever After series by Karen Whittemer. And the Defend and The Defend and Protect series by Lynn Blackburn. And then the Adventurous Heart series by Abby Downey. And the High Country Ranch series by Jody Headland. And the Badge of Honor series by Lynn Shannon, which only the first two books of that were out. There are more coming, so I have a feeling we'll probably do another wraparound once all those are out. Then we talked about my books in the Bounty Brothers series, which was so interesting. and then we actually ended the year with the Convenient Risk series, but we ran out of Fridays to air it. So that one got moved. Those episodes got moved into 2026. We had a lot of episodes.
Yeah, we had a lot of books this year.
We did have a lot of books this year.
And I think I read them all. I may have missed a podcast or two, but I read them all.
I think you did read them all, but maybe were sick.
There was one I was sick for, like Jessica was.
I know. Like, but I don't have Jessica right now.
I did do all my homework this year.
Jessica did share. Darn it. We may have to take a brief pause because Jessica shared her favorites in her predictions.
Did she?
And they're on my phone in a text. And I don't know that I can access my text on my computer. Let me see if I can do that. Because, now I feel really bad. We might have to take a little pause so I can get those off of there. Because I told her I would share them. Yes, I got it on here. So I can. I don't have to stop. We don't have to stop recording. All right, we are back. All right. So, do you want me to start with Jessica's?
Yeah, go ahead. Let's see what Jessica said.
So Jessica said that her favorite series this year in 2025 was Defend and Protect by Lynn Blackburn. And her favorite book was Uncharted Dream by Abby Downey.
Hmm.
Very exciting. Okay, so at the beginning of this year, Jessica said, this was her prediction before we started reading. Okay, so if you were to go back to the kickoff episode of 2025, you would see this. So she predicted that She had three series that she thought would be her favorite. Texas Ever After series by Karen Whittemer. The book by Crystal Cottle, because she absolutely loves Crystal's writing, which I do too. She's a great writer. And she thought the Badge of Honor series by Lynn Shannon would be her favorite, but it actually ended up being the Defend and Protect series by Lynn Blackburn. And then she thought her favorite book would be The Art of Love and Danger by Crystal Cottle, but it actually ended up being Uncharted Dream by Abby Downey. But she says it's because she would, when she was texting me this stuff, she goes, "Did we read Crystal's book?" And I said, "Yeah, we did. It was just only one book. The first book in the series was out. We read it." She's like, "Are you sure?" And she goes back to her Kindle and she goes, "Oh, yeah, I didn't finish it. I'm just on chapter 31.
Oh, that's
so that
why.
Was an episode she probably wasn't part of discussing it. So I have a feeling that both Uncharted Dream and The Art of Love and Danger would have been on her favorite list. Okay. That was hers. What ended up being your favorite series and book this year, Tiff?
So my favorite series was the High Country Ranch series by Jody.
Oh, yeah.
I really enjoyed that one. And then my favorite book, I was tied. There were two, and they were your books. So I really enjoyed
your
books.
Are you serious?
Book. Yeah.
I can't say that.
No, I'm not just saying that because, I mean, I really did enjoy them, and I can't wait for your series to come out.
Oh, well, thank you.
And
that's so
everybody
sweet.
Should read them.
So. The Bounty Brothers series, yeah.
Yes.
Well, I'm so glad you enjoyed those.
Yeah.
Thank you. That was very nice of you. It's kind of weird for someone to say your books
I know.
Were my favorite.
And I know you wouldn't do it yourself, so I'm like.
Well, no, I'm not going to.
I know.
I'm in love with my characters.
Yes,
I'm not going to deny
I'm
that.
Like,
but.
I can't wait for all of them.
I'm in drafting book three, and I think I've shared this a lot with our listeners about the fact that this school year I'm doing two jobs instead of one, principal and curriculum director, and it is a lot, and so I haven't been writing as much, but I did this online webinar with Susan May Warren, and I don't know if you know her. She's a brilliant author, and she was just talking about how like routine she has in place to get her books out, because she does both traditional and indie publishing with her stories. And so I was like, okay, I needed that to help me get back into writing, because I went like 3 months without writing at all just because work was just so much. So I'm back in it. I've just about got draft one done, and then I'm hoping, my hope is that by April I can have book three out for everybody, because I have people begging for book three.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I have not forgotten you readers. I love you. I'm working on it. It's a crazy school year. So, all right. So last year, Tiffany, you said that you felt that your favorite series was going to be the Sapphire Ranch series by Misty M. Beller.
Oh.
Which I really enjoyed that series,
too. I did, too. Yeah.
And just a heads up for everyone, my series and my books were not on our original list. We ended up adding them in.
Yes.
You thought that your favorite book would be any of the High Country Ranch books, which that ended up being your favorite series.
Yeah.
So good job, Tiffany.
Yeah. See, Jessica, that's how you do it.
You need to know yourself as a reader.
Right.
To get your predictions right. All right. So my favorite series of the year ended up being Gossamer Falls by Lynn Blackburn. And I cannot wait for book three. I need book three to come out so bad. Dying to finish that one. And then my favorite book is actually Out of Time. It's that novella of Lynn Blackburn's that's in the Defend and Protect series. I liked all of her books. And I loved it. When we say our favorites, I think we can say we loved every book we read this year. It's just some stick out a little bit more than others. And so that novella just stuck out to me because that's the one that got me hooked on Lynn Blackburn in the first place. Like, I'm not even sure how I ended up with it. It's the first book I ever read of hers, and I was like, I've got to have more of Lynn's writing. So,
I loved it. And I mean, I'm not, when before I would have never read those books without your guys' pushing from the podcast, but I don't mind them now. Like,
really?
Yeah, they've grown on me. So, like, when we have them, I'm okay with them now because I know how she writes now, and I know she puts that inspiration in there, and she. Yeah, her makes it Lynn tolerable.
Yeah, because I feel like it's only been Lynn Blackburn and Lynn Shannon, right, that we've read that suspense.
Yes, then those suspense. Two I'm okay with now. Like those okay, authors. Well, don't be sneaking any others on me.
We'll be going to a little bit some new next year. But we'll get to that in our kickoff episode.
Yeah, we'll think
right
about
now, we're just wrapping up. I did love so much how Lynn listened to our discussion of her books and how she was like, I really feel sorry for Tiffany. Like, she needs chocolate when she reads my books.
And sometimes I might, you know.
That one time we did have a bag of chocolate.
Yeah, we did.
Here.
Jessica tried taking them.
I know. Do not take Tiffany's chocolate from her.
Right.
No, I thought... we have excellent authors that we are blessed to, that they're writing books and putting them out there for us to read. There wasn't a single one that I went, ugh.
No,
you know, but, and I'm not gonna lie. We have had that where we've had some books on our list that ended up for all of us just being flops.
Mm-hmm.
They just didn't hit the mark for us as a group. They probably were great for other people or other book clubs, but just not ours. But this year,
Great.
They were all, there wasn't even one that I had to like push myself to read. You know what I mean? Because you know how sometimes you get in, you're like, it's okay. I'm just getting it done because we're going to talk about it. I don't recall that ever this year. So ladies, great job. So we had author-wise, we had Beth White, Misty M. Beller, Crystal Cottle, Lynn Blackburn, Karen Whittemer, and Abby Downey, Jody Headland, and Lynn Shannon, and Sarah R. Turnquist, which Sarah, your episodes talking about your books will come out actually in 2026, but we read them in 2025. So we'll share more about Sarah's books next year, but thank you, ladies, for writing such amazing books. We absolutely loved them. And next, we're going to talk about how many books we read for the year. Because if you watched the kickoff episode from last year, we talked about using Goodreads to track our books and sharing that. And so you'll see whether we did that or failed to do that. Okay, we are back. Actually, we had a little technical difficulty in our little break there. So I'm just going to apologize now if there are any episodes where we're missing some video of Tiffany because the camera, I was not keeping an eye on it. It died and I quit recording. I didn't catch it.
I didn't notice
either.
That's
part of my job. I need to be watching. Maybe I should just have Derek always in here watching our cameras for us, but.
He might get sick of us.
He might get sick of us talking, and he might go, "You're exaggerating, babe.
Right.
Come on." All right. So, first of all, last year at our kickoff episode, we were all signing up for Goodreads. Well, some of us were already on Goodreads, and some of us were signing up. Do you have a Goodreads account?
I do. I was one of those that did not because in 2024 I only read one book on Goodreads. So. I think that was the end of the year one, but I did create one. I did track some of them. I was just reviewing on Goodreads. It says I had 21 books, which I know we read more than that. So I need to go in and mark more. Looks like the last ones I was trying to see which ones that I did not get in there. I did the Pelican Brides, the Sapphire Ranch. The Lynn Blackburns, the Gossamer Falls, the High Country Ranch, and then it looks like I stopped tracking at that point.
Oh, okay.
So I need to go back in and do that. But I did I did do some.
Yeah, look at you.
Halfway through the year, it looks like. How about you?
Okay, how's so yours look? I was trying to do this on my computer, but it won't pull up. And my phone, I'm using it right now to record video. But so remember the year before, I tracked in Goodreads constantly, and I read like 130 books.
Mm-hmm.
And then I said, I'm not going to be able to keep pace with that. So I said, I'm going to try to hit 60. I know I'm past that, but I don't actually know how many, because this year I was terrible about actually putting them in Goodreads.
Oh.
So there's a handful in Goodreads. I think my Kindle app will tell me how many I've read.
Oh, yeah. Possibly.
Because I've read quite a few on there. But I've also this year worked really hard to get away from the secular romance, because I've been really hooked on that. So there was like a section where I read a lot of secular romance. I was like, stop reading it, stop reading it. I didn't read it for a long time, and then I came back to it, and now I'm done. I say I'm not going back to it again. But anyways, so there's a lot of books I read. I don't know. I just didn't go to Goodreads this year, which is crazy, because the year before I put everything in there. Every little book I could that yeah. I read, I put in. I did find, though, on Goodreads that there are two books. One I started, like, in May of 24. I'm not finished. A nonfiction book.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have one in there I saw that I was like,
I haven't read that one yet. I put in. Jessica, I believe, let me double check here, guys. She said she has not been adding to Goodreads this year either. And she thinks she read around 51 books. And she didn't give a goal last year. Nobody gave a goal but me, actually. I'm the only one that said I'm gonna shoot for 65. I know I'm way beyond 65 at this point. So
I was trying to find where it says how many you've read on Kindle, because I do read most of my books on Kindle. Mm-hmm. But I don't see it. But I do see this little where it shows if I'm on a reading streak.
Oh yeah. I love like, that. Where it's like, you're on fire.
Yeah. I was like, you can tell when our book clubs were, because sometimes I'd be way ahead. And
oh, yeah.
Yep. When I get in a book, it's all I do. Uh-huh. Obviously, it tells you that.
You just read it. Read. I get it. So what do you prefer when you read a book? Do you like the physical book, the ebook, audiobook?
I used to be a physical book person, but mm-hmm. I've really grown to love my Kindle. I have a leather cover on it now, and I love it. And I love that I can... If I forget my Kindle at home, I can read it on my phone.
Yeah.
Because on the app. So I love that part of it. Mm-hmm. That I can bounce and it keeps my place.
Yeah.
But I used to be.
I need to send you the ebooks then of my books if you want them. Mm-hmm. I know you have the physical, but I could give you the ebooks.
Yeah.
If you want those, I'll do that. I am a ebook or physical book person, but I'm like you. I like the ease of it. It goes with me wherever I'm at on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
And it keeps my spot for me, and I like it when we travel, which this year we've traveled quite a bit, not to like anywhere exciting, but we've been gone a lot of weekends like to go help with family things and things like that. And so I found I like that, because you don't have to pack the book and then worry about it getting bent up you know, in the mm-hmm. suitcase and all that good stuff. So okay, so should we actually, we'll talk. Let's save our goal setting for our kickoff episode. How about that?
Okay.
Because we totally failed on the Goodreads. So maybe we try that again next year.
I did more than I did last year. So
that's an improvement. Yeah. I did less, so I went backwards.
You and Jessica are slacking.
I know. We got to pick this up. Come on, Jessica. We got to pick this up next year. All right. So it's always exciting to wrap up and see where we started and how we ended the year. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking forward to the kickoff. So just a reminder to listeners, we always take a little hiatus here during the holiday months, and the kickoff episode will kick off the 2026 reading year towards the end of January is generally when we do that. And yeah, so we'll catch you in January. Thanks for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If so, please consider sharing our podcast. Every share helps us reach more readers and authors like you. Until next time, happy and blessed reading and writing.